Someone asked me the other day whether or not during this very frigid temperatures in New York and throughout the country, whether it's permissible to ask a non-Jew to raise the heat. Concern of Amir L'Akum, we know there's an issue with the Rabbanan of telling a non-Jew to do Malach on your behalf, and it's a violation of Amir L'Akum. There are some heterim. They wanted to know, since it's so cold out, are you allowed to ask him to raise the heat? So it's always important to keep in mind when dealing with the question of Amir L'Akum, there are really two factors. Number one is you're not allowed to command them to do something. You can't appoint them to be your shliach, to turn on the light, to turn on the air conditioning, to turn on the heater, to write something for you, to do the laundry. That's number one. You can't command them to act as a shliach. And then there's a second factor that even if you could avoid commanding them, let's say you hinted to them, or they on their own did something for you without being asked or told, then you also cannot get hana. You can't benefit from anything that they did on behalf of you. So number one is you can't command them, and number two is you can't benefit from any of their melacha. Now there are exceptions, of course, to this. If it's a situation of hefsid mamon, perhaps a hefsid mamon rabba, maybe makom tsar, b'makom choli in the case of sickness, b'makom mitzvah. I'm just being very general right now. Each case has to be analyzed, but these are some things to keep in mind where Amir L'Akum may be applicable to undo, to circumvent it. So the question at hand is, what about if it's very, very cold out? Is there a heter to have them raise the heat? So it's a mefer Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Hei. The Shulchan Aruch says, Baratzos Karos, in the very cold temperatures of Europe, or anywhere else for that matter in the north, Mutter Le'eno, even in the south as well, it could be cold, of course, but Mutter Le'eno Yehudi, it's permitted for a non-Jew, Lasos Medura B'Shvil Haktanim, to make a fire for the children, U'mutarin HaGadolin Bo, and even though it was made for the children, children, of course, are more precious and delicate and sensitive to the cold, so you're allowed to light it for the benefit of the Ketanim, but once it's being lit for the Ketanim, the Gedolim are also able to benefit from that warmth. V'afilu b'shvil ha'gadol mutter. The Shulchan Aruch writes, you could even do it for a gadol im ha'kor gadol, if it's extremely cold. Shakol cholim eitz ha'kor. It's a very important gemara. The gemara tells us everyone's considered ill with respect to the cold weather. So even though the person may not be currently sick, but a person can get very sick from the extreme cold. So if it's extremely cold, you're allowed to have the non-Jew turn on the fire, raise the heat, if it's going to be a kor gadol. But then he says, "V'lo ka'osam shenagim heter afa pi." Not like those who think there's always a heter to turn it on. If it's not so cold, there is no heter. But we see from the mechaber, for a certain level of coldness, you're allowed to for ketanim, and I'd add, as the poskim add as well, for zakenim, if someone's very old who needs to be warm, you're allowed to do it. And if it's really, really cold, so then even for the benefit of the gedolim, one is permitted. So the question, of course, becomes, also the Mishnah Berurah points out, in such a situation when you're allowed to, you don't have to be merames, you don't have to hint to the non-Jew, you could tell them or nicely ask them to please raise the heat. So that's all permitted when it's very cold out. But the big question, of course, is how cold is cold? What's considered too cold for a katan? What's considered kor gadol, where it's even too cold for a gadol? So Tshuvas Or LeTzion Chelek Beis Perek Chafei Tshuva Hei says if water is freezing outside, then 32 degrees and below, that would indicate that it's too cold, and you could have a non-Jew, and you should. It's Pikuach Nefesh, have a non-Jew turn on the heat. La'nias Daiti, it doesn't depend on the weather outside. What I think he means to say is probably what the temperature is like inside. Remember, back in Europe, they didn't have insulation in the heating systems and the walls that we have. So if a person, let's say, didn't have any heat in his house, even though it might be 0 degrees outside, it's not going to get down to 0 degrees inside the house. It'll probably be in the 50s without any heat. Maybe the 40s, but I don't know. We've had broken heat here before, and the heat wasn't working. It could get as low as the 50s, but it was probably more like 20s outside. So it's not going to get in the houses that we live in, it's never going to really get to 32 degrees and lower. So I'm not sure if this heter really applies. You know, if it's a person's in the house, it's 65 degrees, it's uncomfortable 65 degrees, especially when it's 4 degrees outside, you want to come into something really, really warm. But that's, to my understanding, that's not considered a heter, that's not considered kor gadol. You go based on what's inside. Aruch HaShulchan points out that it's very hard to define kor gadol, and each person is different. So if you have someone who's very, very sensitive and the coats and the blankets are not going to help, so then there might be a heter. But linius daiti, I don't think there's a real heter bismanazel living in these houses. But again, you have to use some seichel how to apply it when you would need to use the heter. What about lowering the AC if it's too cold? So Moshe writes in Igros Moshe or Chaim Chela Gimel Simon Membeis, if it's too cold, so then you're allowed to have them turn off the air conditioning, even though there are no ketanim there, because everyone's cholim everyone's considered someone sick with respect to cold weather, and turning it off, something it's not considered benefit. That's removing something. You're not benefiting from it. So you're removing something, and therefore removing, like turning off a light, yeah, that's not considered hana. That's taking away something. That's not a problem of benefiting. But you're even allowed to tell them to go turn it off because of the because it's getting too cold. So according to Rav Moshe, you know, I don't know. It's not going to get to 50, 40 degrees. So it sounds like for Moshe, the temperature, the threshold is a little different than the Tshuvas or the Tzion. If your air conditioning is running, it's too cold, it's going to get to what, 65, 64? How cold could it possibly get? So Rav Moshe seems to have a higher threshold of what's allowed to turn off the AC, which I would imagine for turning on the heat if it's too cold, there might be a davar heter there as well. But linius daiti, again, the person's in the house and he has sweatshirts and blankets. If it's really not 50 degrees, 40 degrees, I don't know if there's a heter to have them raise the heat or turn on even. Depends, again, on the circumstances, ages of kids, adults, how old people are, how fragile they are. Again, you have to use seichel and ask a shayla if need be. Moshe has an interesting thing. He says, if let's say in the shul the AC is blasting and it's not, it's getting too cold in there, he doesn't think there's a heter allowed for a shul to turn it off because you could always go to a different shul, assuming there's another shul in the neighborhood. As opposed to a house, you're not expected to leave your house to go to someone else's house whose AC isn't blasting. So there's a heter in one's own house to turn down the AC if it's extremely cold, but not with regards to shul. If the person, let's say, refuses to go to another shul, he only goes to his shul, but it's too cold in his shul because the AC is blasting, so he's going to daven v'yechidus at home. So then Rav Moshe says you would be allowed to ask a non-Jew to lower the AC even when it comes to a shul. What about the opposite? No, we're not there yet, obviously, but in a few months it's going to get warm back here in New York. It's going to get very hot in a few months later. So you're allowed to turn on the AC. Is that permitted if it's too hot, if it's unbearable? Is that permitted? So according to some poskim, Minchas Yitzchak says that one is allowed to have a non-Jew, ask a non-Jew to turn on the AC when it's too hot. Now the reason is because Tosos quotes based on Yushalmi, Tosos is found in Baal Basra, Kuf, Mem, Dal, Amr, Beis. Yushalmi says that it's a more comfortable person davening when it's hot, when a person's, a person is uncomfortable, it's too hot, he's not going to daven properly, he'd rather be cold while he's davening. So based on this, he says there's a heter for turning on the AC so davening is more comfortable. And on top of that, Levush says, just like when it comes to, in place of Europe, it was too cold, you're allowed to turn the heat on, so too, if it's too hot, you have the same idea. People who are comfortable with a certain temperature, they can get sick from it being too hot. So based on these, he concludes that a person is allowed to have a non-Jew turn on the AC. And the turning on electricity, according to most poskim, other than the Chazon Ish, is only an Isser Midrabanan. So shvus de makum tsar, shvus amir la'akum. Undoing a turning electricity, which is another shvus, but makum tsar, a person is very uncomfortable, it's so hot. So there is a het there, according to Tshuvas Or Letzion, rather than Minchas Yitzchak, to have the non-Jew turn on the AC. On the other hand, the Tshuvas Or Letzion argues and says it's usher to do so. The Yushalmi simply says it's better to daven when you're colder than hot, but doesn't say that a person's going to get sick from it being too hot. So if he's uncomfortable, so let it be uncomfortable. Well, that's not a heter to have a non-Jew turn on the AC. The Rav Moshe says the same thing, that there is no heter to turn it on, but unless a person is really sick, so then a person should not really turn it on. And that's the idea as well of Rav Yashuv and others. So there is a machlokas, but there is a what to rely on turning on the AC if it is so uncomfortable.